Bottom of the hour is Get Well Wednesday. And the doctor this morning is Dr. Jen. Dr. Jen is on the phone. You know Dr. Jen from Fox, CBS, 3 Philadelphia News, and CNN, and of course, Dr. Oz. Dr. Jen, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
All right. Here we are, Labor Day weekend and the Labor Day cookouts.
Yes, we are. Are you going to be cooking out this weekend?
I'll be cooking in. I have a huge family reunion, about 14, 15,000 people in Orlando.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm good. Okay, so what are the rules for safety when going to a cookout? Is the first one always know who made the potato salad?
Well, you know what? It probably is a good idea to know who's made the potato salad. I agree with that. That's actually not a bad rule. You know, the thing about it, when we talk about food safety, we're really talking about preventing food poisoning, preventing viruses and bacteria from getting in the food, which can cause Americans to get sick. And we know that 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning at some point. So the biggest thing is really to know how the food is prepared. That's one of the most important things. And I always say, and we can get into this, there are 4 steps to food safety. You got to clean your hands and the surfaces. You've got to separate. You got to separate raw meat from other foods and vegetables and stuff like that. You need to also make sure that the food is cooked to the right temperature, and then food has to be chilled properly.
Okay. Burnt hot dogs and hamburgers.
So do you like them burned? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking.
How well do you cook them, you mean?
Yeah, well do you cook your hot dogs, your hamburgers, your meats? Do you get them? Do you burn them a little? Do you char? Is that safe?
Okay, so that's a great question. You don't actually have to burn or char your food to make sure that it's properly cooked. But one thing I will say is it's really not adequate to look at the meat and see if it's done or not. You can't really tell by color, although that's how a lot of us actually try to prepare. You need to use a food thermometer really to measure the internal temperature of the cooked food. So that's really important. And there is actually a food chart. There is a temperature chart from the CDC.gov that really tells you what temperature to cook your food to. So whether you're making eggs, whether you're making ground beef, whether you're making hot dogs, you'll be able to tell. But don't just rely on the way it looks. Use a food thermometer. That's really important.
How do you tell somebody they're not cooking the meat right? Because that can be a problem.
By not eating it?
You mean?
Yeah. How do you approach somebody and go, you're not cooking that meat right? What do you say, Doc?
Because can start a problem.
That can start
a fight. So when you say
fight,
not cooking it right, you mean not cooking it to your specifications, to your flavor specifications?
Or whether it's healthy or not. You know, if you're asking for a medium well, and they're coming out rare, and it's really pink.
How do you approach
the
cook?
I send it back. I do not eat raw meat. I will be honest with you. As a physician, I know way too much about these viruses and bacteria. Way too much. So I will actually send the meat back. Or look, Jay Anthony, if you can, just throw the meat back on the grill yourself.
Do you clean the grill?
So cleaning the grill is going to be very important. But, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, guys, is the importance of storing food afterwards. You know, a lot of times for Labor Day and a lot of cookouts, we're eating outside. You got the picnic table set up. You got the grill. Mm-hmm. Kids are playing outside. But the big thing here is foods that are like meats and poultry, eggs, seafood, perishable things actually have to be refrigerated within 1 hour if the temperature outside is above 90 degrees. So for this summer weather, you can't leave food just sitting out on the picnic table all day long.
Right.
And that's something that's going to be very, very important. So I just wanted to let you know that everyone should kind of keep their food put away.
Is it fair to say just eat before you go?
Well,
I don't want to be a killjoy, but my gosh, there's just so many roles.
And you got all this information, and you're watching somebody, and they're like, Doc said don't do it like that.
Well, you go over to Doc's house then. You know, right next to Dr. Giancarlo. You know, it's like, wow.
No, you know what? I understand. The truth of the matter is most people will be just fine. But if it smells funny, if it doesn't look right, if it's not cooked well enough, that's your signal to put it back on the grill or just hold off or thing. That's
when's the
really,
last
really
time
important.
You've been to a real that's not, cookout?
That's just not for cooking either. You hold off or abstain if things just don't look right, Doc. I'm just saying.
All that's good information, Doc. But when's the last time real?
Thank you, guys.
We love you, Dr. Jen. Thanks for being such a good sport.
Okay.
Now I'm not sure what
holidays.
I'm going to eat.
I'm going to eat before I go over there.
Dr. Jen, thank you so much. It's Get Well Wednesday.
All righty, take care.
And Dr. Jen is going to answer some questions.
God bless her.
At 646464.
It's been a while, man.
Just eat before you get there.
That's all I'm saying.
Eat before you get there.